Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
I'm joined now by a man who ran for US president this year. Now, you may be forgiven for thinking, on this side of the Atlantic anyway, that only Donald Trump and Joe Biden contested the election, but not so. Howie Hawkins was the presidential candidate for the US Green Party, and he joins me now. Howie, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Now, we'll talk about your own performance in just a second, but can I tap into your expert knowledge of the contest you were just in? Do you think there's any way back for Donald Trump, any way for him to hold on?
No, I think it's going to be like 2016. The more these mail-in ballots are counted, and there are a lot more this year, the bigger the lead for Biden is going to grow, both in terms of the popular vote and in the states that are still undecided.
So you expect Joe Biden to become the president. It was a bizarre contest, wasn't it, Howie?
Yeah, it was a referendum on Trump, and Biden was not Trump. He really didn't have anything he was offering to the people. I mean, when you think of Joe Biden, what new policy was he the champion of? He wasn't. He was just, let's stop the divisive rhetoric from Trump and get back to normalcy, which is the status quo. And, of course, that was frustrating for us because we got real issues related to the climate, growing inequality, deployment of new nuclear weapons, and none of these issues were debated.
Yeah, so
they
you think
pushed off the table.
So you think a lot of the vote for Joe Biden is an anti-Trump vote, which makes sense to an awful lot of people, I would assume. Can I ask you about your own campaign? Because I think you got something like 320 or 30,000 votes. Now, that may seem strange to an awful lot of people, given the importance of climate change and climate action as an issue worldwide. How is it that the Green Party can only muster 0.2% of the vote in America?
Well, in the presidential election, it was all about Trump. Trump would tweet, and the Democrats and most of the media would get outraged. I mean, Trump set the agenda for the last 5 years. It was all about him. It's like a big reality show. And people have lost touch with the realities of real issues. And Trump's base is in fantasy land. You know, they deny the science on COVID as well as climate. Mm-hmm. And all the Democrats are saying is we're not crazy like that. And so real policies don't get discussed.
Yeah, but I suppose the Democrats did discuss green policies. Are they not seen as the green conscience of America, Howie, not the Green Party itself?
I don't think so. Climate wasn't a high issue. For a time, the progressive Democrats took our signature policy for the last 10 years, a Green New Deal. But they took the slogan and diluted the content and then defeated it, you know, this non-binding resolution for a Green New Deal in the House and the Senate. And now in the Democratic platform, the words aren't even mentioned. It got buried. So there's really not a climate action program coming from the Democrats. I mean, it's very pro-fossil fuels, pro-nuclear power, and some token gestures toward renewables, but more really to expand the renewable power output, not to replace fossil fuels. Mm.
Is it impossible then for a party like the Green Party or a candidate like yourself, Howie, in a two-party system essentially in America, to get any type of traction in the media or in an election like the U.S. presidential election?
Well, it's very difficult at this point. And we run for two reasons. One is to try to raise some of these issues, and the other is to secure ballot lines. It's very hard to get on a ballot in this country. And the presidential vote in 40 of the 50 states determines whether you have a ballot line for the next election cycle. And the number of signatures you have to get is 30, 40, 100 times more if you don't have a ballot line.
How many signatures do you have to get on the ballot, first of all?
Well, it varies from state to state, but in most states, it's thousands or tens of thousands, say you want to run for the House of Representatives. In the UK, you want to run for the House of Commons as an independent, it's 10 signatures.
Yeah, so
they and you can go around the world. Yeah, it's similar in most countries, but not the United States.
But can I ask you about financing as well? Because I think in 2016, did I hear you say in some interview that the two parties, the Republicans and the Democrats together, spent around $5 billion in the U.S. presidential campaign in 2016. Would that be about right?
Yeah, 2016, not counting the $5 billion in free earned media that they gave to Donald Trump. But This year, the figure I just saw was $11 billion between the two parties.
Wow. And how much did the Green Party spend on Howie Hawkins?
Well, we raised $460,000. So we are, you know, two orders of magnitude below what the Democrats and Republicans spend.
How do you feel, Howie, about media bias in America? Did you get a fair crack of the whip then?
I got no coverage from the national media. When I show up into, you know, small cities, yeah, there was news. A Green candidate is here, or a presidential candidate is here, and I got some coverage. But in the national broadcast networks, the cable news, the big newspapers, nothing. I got 3 minutes on one of the cable broadcasts,
You were good for those three minutes. Can I ask you about the debates, though, that we all would have seen here? And I know that the debates didn't happen, as many of them as were planned this time around, because Donald Trump refused to engage in some of them. Why weren't you included, or people like you, in the nationwide debates?
Because the debates are set up by a private corporation that's jointly owned by the Democratic and Republican parties. It's called the Commission on Presidential Debates, which sounds like a government agency, but in fact is a private corporation. And they set that up back in the late 1980s, basically to exclude everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask you about your platform? As you say, you ran on climate change, inequality, emergency, as you call it, and nuclear arms. But I think you were a self-proclaimed socialist. Now, socialism was a scare word in the campaign. Were you not kind of tripping yourself up by labeling yourself in that way?
Well, we got to be honest, and we need system change to really deal with the issues of climate change, growing inequality, and, you know, our global military empire. So we're just being honest. And in this country, the word socialism used to be a conversation stopper, but since Bernie Sanders, two runs for president, it's become a conversation starter. So, yeah, some people are not ready to talk about it, but a lot of people want to.
Okay. And the last question I would have for you is it not a danger for you and the likes of you to run? Because if you take electoral college votes away from Joe Biden, we could have had a second term of Donald Trump.
We need system change. We need to abolish the electoral college, which puts losers like Donald Trump, who lost the popular vote, and George Bush before him, into the presidency. We need a system like Ireland's got. We need ranked choice voting for president in a national popular vote, and we need a Congress elected by ranked choice voting or single transferable vote for multi-member districts. And so that's why we need to run, to change the system so people can vote for what they want, and all political viewpoints are fairly represented.
Okay, well, be careful what you wish for, Howie, from an Irish perspective, but I do understand the point you make. Howie Hawkins, then, Green Party candidate in the US presidential election. Thank you very much indeed.